Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We know that in this week's parsha, Parsha's Truma is Truma Tetzave, Vayakab, Kudei. Over the next several weeks, the primary focus, the majority of the discussion, the real estate taking up on the klaf in our Sifrei Torah is, of course, on the building of the Mishkan, and ultimately all the rules and regulations of the building and the constructing of the Beis HaMikdash as well. We know that, of course, the famous pasuk Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, Nefesh HaChaim, others as well, all comment, this B'Socham, it really should be B'Socho, V'Shachanti B'Socho, why B'Socham? And we all know that there's a responsibility to build a mikdash within ourselves, that we have to ensure that we are capable to facilitate the Shekhinah within ourselves, the actions, how we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves. The Shachanti B'Socham is not just an imperative about building the physical edifice we know to be the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, but in fact, B'Socham, in them, in all of Klal Yisrael, we need to be able to ensure that we can house the Shekhinah within us. I saw a very cute insight, which is on the first page of your source packet, quoting the Divrei Shmuel from a piece that we're going to move on in a moment, but a very interesting idea based on the words Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. I think even Dr. Schwartz is going to be okay with this one because it's pretty meduyak in the words. The words Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, Mikdash. So technically, Mikdash means a temple, right? A construct, an edifice, a Mikdash. But we know the word Kedusha comes up in many different phrases. That Shorish of Kadosh is not just referencing the technical element of sanctity and holiness, but we see that word is employed in other areas as well. Harayat Mikudesh Esli. Harayat Mikudesh Esli. What is Mikudesh? Hekdish. I'm being Makdish something, right? What's going on when you say Mikudesh Es? So the Gemara in Kedushin tells us Mikudesh Es that we make the woman like Hekdish. What does that mean? What it means is Miyuchedes. She is designated. There is a place that is created that is specifically unique to the relationship you're going to create with her. Says the Divrei Shmuel, one of the Slanim Rebbes, that the idea is as follows. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. If you want to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reside within you, what do you have to do? You've got to designate an area in your life. You've got to designate something within you that is going to be mukdash, that is going to be 100% kulo tahara, 100% kulo kedusha. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reside within you? The only way you can do that is being makdish part of you. V'yasuli mikdash. Make for me, Hashem says, a place within your life, within your guf, within your physical element. Make it designated solely 100% devoted to me. I thought that was a powerful idea in understanding it. Very meduyak based on the precedent we see in this shorish of the word kadosh used in other areas of this idea of yasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. But that's not even what I wanted to talk about today. That was just a beautiful little appetizer to whet your appetite a little bit, yeah? Yeah, okay, here we go. We know we're in the middle of Shovavim. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know much about Shovavim. I'm not sure I still do. I'm starting to scratch the surface a little bit. Those of us who had the privilege of being with Moshe Weinberger last Monday evening, it was a beautiful experience where he talked a little about Shovavim, and he compared and contrasted the V'elu HaMishpatim. That's one type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding you have to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs on the highest level. At the same time, the Shovavim period is a period of Shir HaShirim, where above and beyond fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, we also have to be able to have that love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But I wanted to examine Shovavim, and particularly this year, because it's an Iber year, it's a leap year, Shovavim Tat, and perhaps to understand not just a little bit about Parshas Truma and the culmination of this experience, but to go through all of the acronym of Shovavim, the several parshas that start off and lead through all of Sefer Shmos, and maybe be able to appreciate the development of Klal Yisrael through the entire Sefer, and ultimately to understand how this can apply to our lives as well. Because if all we do is we learn and we don't allow it to apply to our lives, what are we doing? Okay. So if you'll take a look on the second page of the handout, and if we have time, Rabbi Goldberg doesn't kick me out, I'll even share another idea from another commentary about one of the psukim that we're going to quote. Beautiful idea. We'll see how much time we have. Take a look at Os Beis. Parshios Elu Shoshovavim. And I want to be makdim. I want to introduce this with saying that we're not necessarily going to say a particular chiddush. Sometimes, as the Akdamot to the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal says so eloquently, sometimes just simple reminders about what we already know play such an integral role and have such a profound impact on our lives So you'll forgive me if there's not necessarily any unique chidushim, but the value and that which we're going to discuss is that much more powerful. So he says as follows: Per parshios elu sheshovim tat kolulim es kol shalvi habinyan shel am Yisrael. If you take a look, says the Nesiva Shalom, you'll notice, and you'll go through shovim tat, that actually this entire episode, this era, helps us to understand how the Jewish people developed as a nation. What do you mean? Me'az ha'isu shakua b'memtes shari tumah. They started off by being at the lowest level of the 49th level of tumah. And then they moved on to ultimately receiving the Torah and the constructing of the Beis HaMikdash. Maschu b'parshios harishonos at the beginning ha'oskos b'yitziyasam b'memtes shari tumah. Ad kriyas yamsuf. Right, the first stage of the development of the Jewish people was to get them out of that state of impurity through ultimately where it culminated with Kriyas Yamtzus. Shaz Nekro Lagami Klipas Mitzrayim Asher Yisim Es Mitzrayim Hayom Lo Sosyuf Lirosom Od Adolam. Right, the first section, the first part of the development of the Jewish people was they had to get them out of being Mitzrayim. They were so shakua, they were submerged, they were consumed by the ideology, they were consumed by the immorality, the unethical behaviors of the Mitzrayim, and it took a number of parshios till they finally got to Kriyas Yamsuf, and ultimately, as the Torah says, you'll never see them again. It wasn't just stomped physically, you wouldn't see them again, but the ideology of the Mitzrayim that they represented was ultimately going to be obliterated. That's stage number one. V'achar kach parshios Yisro b'shpatim. Then we had the next two parshios. Shinyanam Kabbalas HaTorah. That's when we receive the Torah. That's when we have to understand it's not enough to be a nice person, though you can't have anything without it. But to understand that having a real relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, or that, for that matter, any human being or anybody in the world, there are rules and regulations. You got to devote yourself. You got to check off the boxes. You got to make sure that you're committing yourself, you're devoting yourself, you're giving yourself to that other person, or in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you've done that, v'achar kach parshios truma v'tzah tzave shebehen ksiv b'nei beis hamikdash v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'zocham. And ultimately, after we've broken out of the slave mentality, broken out of that, the immoral behavior, the shmutz of Mitzrayim, and we then were metaher or megayer, as the Chasam Sofer says in the Haggadah, we were megayer, we converted to Judaism, and we ultimately, that's why, by the way, parenthetically, that's why we say the bracha, the Chasam Sofer says, at the end of Magid, not the beginning of Magid. Because the same way you can't make the bracha before you go into the mikvah, you make it after, you make the bracha of Asher Ga'alnu, just a small tidbit that my wife's Altazay, the Chasam Sofer, so the Shver is not even with me, and he still gets a call out. Right? And it ultimately culminates, which of course, we don't just want to be able to be makabel and to perform the mitzvah of the Torah. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to descend on this world. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be dar b'tachtonim, to bring down His Kedusha into this world. And that's the ultimate Zehut Tachlis Shlemes Abinu Shel Klal Yisrael. And that's the ultimate goal, where we're able to relate, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's clear and present in this world by residing in the Beis HaMikdash. And he points out that's actually a very consistent with a pasuk that we're familiar with in Shir HaShirim, in which it says, Tzana Rena B'nos Tziyo B'melch Shlomo, B'itcher Sh'atra Lo Imo, B'yom Chasun Aso, V'yom Simchas Libo. Right, it refers to the Chasana and the day of Klal Yisrael's gladness. B'yom Chasun Aso, says the Gemara, Zeh Matan Torah. That was referring to Matan Torah. U'b'yom Simchas Libo, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the gladness, the joy, the elation was the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Sh'oz Hitcher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinasa B'Yisrael. And he says, based on this, you could also understand that what was the Yitzias Mitzrayim? If Yom Chasun Aso was the Chasana where they got the Torah, and Yom Simchas Libo is when we constructed the Beis HaMikdash, so where does Yitzias Mitzrayim fit into the mold? So he said, that was the Vart. That was the Erusin, right? Back in the times of the Gemara, they did Erusin, they waited 12 months, and then they did Chuppah, then they did Nisuin. So he says, V'al Pi Seder B'chinah V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Haya B'chinas Erusin Sheniyu Yisol Am HaNivchar. So to speak, the same way we talked about Erusin, the other word for Erusin is Kiddushin. That was when the Jewish people were selected. They were designated with this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parenthetically, I'll mention a beautiful idea, if it's okay with you, Rabbi Brand, from Rav Shimshin David Pinkas Zatzal. On this pasuk, B'yom Chasun Aso, B'yom Simchas Libo, listen to this beautiful idea, completely irrelevant, but Torah is Torah, yeah? So we could say it. Okay. So Rav Pinkas comments, what's going on over here? B'yom Chasun Aso, B'yom Simchas Libo. We know another medrash, another Gemara tells us, B'yom Chasun Aso, that was Shavuos. Yom Simchas Libo, that was Sukkos. What's going on over here? So Pinkas explains what was going on. He says, you know, when a person gets married under the chuppah, as much as in love they are, there's definitely a suffix that's still in their mind. Is this going to last? Is this a kesher shel kayama? Is this something that's going to have an everlasting effect? Am I going to start? What's going to happen the first time we get into an argument? Are we going to be able to persevere, or is it going to be over? So the Jewish people, B'yom Chasuna, so they got married to the Ribono Shel Olam, didn't know what was going to happen the first time they run into problems. And lo and behold, it wasn't too long after they ran into problems. They had an affair. Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to destroy them. Baruch Hashem for Moshe Rabbeinu defended us. Moshe goes back up. He comes down on Yom Kippur. He's forgiven on behalf of Klal Yisrael. What returns on Yom Kippur? The Anani HaKavod. That was Hashem's way of conveying to the Jewish people that we're all good. Oh, says Shimshim Pinkus, that's Pshat Yom Simchas Libo. On Sukkot, we realized no matter what we're going to go through in life, no matter what trials and tribulations, no matter what obstacles are going to be in front of us when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to leave us. Yeah, the chasana is nice, but we don't really know what's going to happen. Oh, you want to know a geshmak, a simcha, yom simchas libo, that's when Klal Yisrael realized no matter what we do, and no matter how often we're going to mess up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be in our corner. There may be some consequences. There may be some things that we have to deal with. But at the end of the day, the simchas libo, the elation that we feel knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to desert us, that's the difference between yom chasun asov, yom simchas libo. Yeah. Okay, gevaldik. Okay, back to our regular scheduled program. So basically what the Nesiv HaShalom says over here is the following. That Shovavim Tat is really an understanding, an aerial view of exactly how Klal Yisrael developed as a nation and developed in concert in their relationship with Hashem. They first needed to go through the Shov, okay, Shovav, I guess, through Beshalach, in which they needed to tear away, to peel away the klipa, those layers of being a mitzri, understanding that there's no turning back. You're not going to see them anymore. Not stam, you're not going to see them physically. You're not going to see what they all represent. We're going to tear that away from you. We're going to rip that out of you because it's not good for you. And then, in order to really be able to develop a relationship, you got to be makabel Torah. Yisrov, ve'lo mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. And once you're makabel Torah and you've cemented that relationship, then all we want to do is be dovek b'Hashem. All we want is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's tat. And that's the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we construct the Mishkan. But what I love about the Hemshech, the continuation of this Nesiv HaShalom, is he doesn't leave it there. He takes it to the next level in applying to our lives as well. Because after all, we all know the Torah wasn't just written Stam, it's Nitzchi, it's eternal. The messages in the Torah aren't just for when you live during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but they have to apply to our lives every given day, every single day. So how are we going to apply Shovavim Tat? How are we going to apply that development of a building of Klal Yisrael into our everyday lives? So here we go. V'chol eilu bana paragraph, right-hand side. V'chol eila b'china shiyuth b'seder abinan shal Klal Yisrael shayochim gam l'chol prat uprat miYisrael. Every person. Shetafkido, every Jew's role, responsibility is lotzeis mimem tes sharei tush shemeshuka behem. V'lagia l'b'china binyan beis hamikdash. Every one of us, Vasuli Mikdash, that's what we started with. Vishachanti Bisocham. It's not enough that as a unit, as Klal Yisrael, needed to work on that 3,300 years ago. We are all stuck in our own personal Mentes Shari Tuma. We are constantly forced to confront our demons, to confront the areas of our life where we're weak, where we're not strong, where we're not stark in our Avodas Hashem. We have to constantly be evaluating who we are and where we want to go. And that, says the Nesiv HaShalom, is what Shovavim is all about. Shovavim is a time in which we begin to reflect on who we are. So what do we do? That's the vort. The vort is that we have to understand that if we want to get to that apex, if we want to get to the ideal relation with Hashem in which Hashem can reside from within us, the only way to do it is to go through this process. We first got to go away and peel away the Memtes Shari Tuma. We got to figure out the areas of our personality, of our growth, that's still shmuti, that we got to remove. We got to recommit, reinvigorate our devotion, both in Shmiras HaMitzos and the Shir HaShir, as Rav Weinberger said last week. And only then are we going to be able to facilitate being able to house HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Nis'avu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this incredible desire. I'll give you the exact language. Nis'avu HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos lo dira b'tachtonim. Kiviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only desire is to be able to reside in this world. So we've got to create those spaces. We've got to be doing the right things. We got to be growing. We got to be pushing ourselves. We can't be content. We can't be complacent. We can't be satisfied. We got to keep our eye on the ball. We got to keep working the same way the Klal Yisrael had to go through these shlavim, through these stages of their growth to ultimately be worthy of having a Beis HaMikdash, to having a Mishkan. We too need to be able to go through this as well. I personally think it's a very powerful idea. I don't know much about Shovim. So to bring Shovim in this part, and as we're getting to the end, the Asuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Socham, it's an opportunity. We have a couple of weeks left. You know, Kisisa Cheta Egel interrupts us, and we got two more parshas of Ayaka Bakude, not officially part of Shovavim, but the same ideas that the culmination of Shovavim are all about. And that's understanding that we got to keep our eye on the ball. It's understanding that we, on a personal level, each one of us, and we don't compare ourselves to others, we've got to look ourselves in the mirror and determine, what are we doing during our Shovavim? How are we being Nivda? How are we going ahead and trying to construct our own Mishkan within ourselves? How are we ensuring that we're peeling away the Memtesh Sharitu on a personal level and then recommitting and reinvigorating ourselves in terms of our devotion to Hashem so that ultimately we can fulfill the words V'yasuli Mikdash Shachanti Bisocham, not Bisocho, Bisocham, that we have to be the Mikdash Ma within ourselves, as the both the Nefesh HaChaim says, as the Divrei Shmuel says, Mekudeshes, we've got to designate, we've got to create spaces, we've got to find more and more opportunities to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Tachton, into this world, and that will ultimately serve as an opportunity for us to be Mekadoshim Shemayim Barabim, which is ultimately the goal that we have as Jewish people. Have a great day.